Scotland versus Thailand.
Britain's leading seafood company produces scampi, a dish which is made from langoustines, fished and processed in Scotland. But in order to save money, they have decided that the langoustines will now be processed in Thailand, and 120 Scottish people will lose their jobs. To get both sides of the story, we have met Sheila Bao, a trade union worker, and Frank Shankly, a company director.
The langoustines are a local product. They're caught in Britain, they're processed in Britain, and they're sold in Britain. So what's the problem? Well, the company has found a way to save a little money by processing them in Thailand. So the langoustines that are caught in Britain will be shipped to Thailand, processed in Thailand, and then shipped back to British supermarkets. That's completely ridiculous. The langoustines will travel 17,000 miles just for the company to make more profit. So they will not only put 120 Scottish workers on the dole, but with all this transport, they will also release thousands of tons of carbon dioxide and damage the environment. I know that Thai workers need jobs too, but the situation is completely absurd and we are devastated.
We usually prefer to produce our food locally, but today it costs too much. Scottish workers are paid £6 an hour, while Thai workers cost only 25 pence an hour. We're an international business. With all this competition, we really had to make this decision because we want to increase our domination of the UK market. I understand that Scottish workers are angry because we'll have to lay off 120 people, but we still employ 5,000 people in Britain, so we really help the local economy. Moreover, the quality and the prices of our seafood will be the same as before, so our customers won't see the difference. Now that's why I don't think we deserve so much criticism.